sec. All right. It is March 14th, 2021. This is Ab the Fakeologist. I am playing around again with different pieces of software. Tonight I am streaming as normal on fakeologist.com/radio1 or fake11.com/stream1. So you're listening to the audio. I'm also hooked up to a couple video sites to share my screen. So this is why I'm a little slow and hesitant. And I'm not exactly sure what the screen looks like. I think I'm sharing my screen, though. And so you can watch me at fake11.com/YouTube2, my backup channel. Or you can watch me on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/I'm a fakeologist. I'm on Facebook. The link is on fakeologist.com/blog because it's too long to read. And I'm on DLive, dlive.tv/fakeologist. I'm all over the place. And I'm also doing the audio stream. I'm also on the Discord right now. And I have lots of people coming into the room. And yeah, please stay muted, everybody. Because right now I didn't set this up properly, so I don't have my master control room and my green room. But I'm happy to have people in the audio. It's pretty good that everyone's jumping in. But I wanted to run the show tonight more as a show and not as an audio chat. So therefore, I'm going to try and do most of the talking. I'm going to try and do this most weeknights, starting on Sunday. Because my schedule is freed up a whole bunch because I lost a big contract. So now I'm not working the insane hours I used to, which is fine. I needed the break. It's been quite a few years since I've been going full blast. And I don't mind spending a little more time at home, especially since there's so much going on in the world. I like to talk about it. Now, the downside is if I'm at home more, I'm not going to be doing the same amount of research because I don't tend to listen or watch stuff when I'm at home because there's too many other things to do. But on the other hand, what I do watch, I will talk a little more about. So I figured I could probably do half an hour without a guest, because that's just about enough time to listen to yourself talk and for others to listen to you talk. I figured if I do have somebody that calls in or comes in on the Discord, I can talk maybe one-on-one with them, and that obviously will take up more time because they have stuff to say as well. But again, if nobody comes in and I don't have anyone scheduled as a guest, then I'll probably go about half an hour because that should be enough of me talking. But tonight I have quite a few people that have shown up, which is great. And I'll tell them to unmute when I'm ready to talk to them. But I just figured if I can try and do this 4 or 5 times a week, just for half an hour, it'll give me a little more discipline. Because sometimes when I sit at my computer, I just end up clicking links forever. And I don't get anything done. I do lots of research, lots of viewing, but I don't really, I'm not very creative just sitting there. I think most people understand when they're on their computer or the phone, they're just wasting time clicking links. Although with COVIDs, and I do call it COVIDs because it is the second version of AIDS, the amount of content being created by people I've never heard of is off the charts amazing. So if nothing else positive, this has created the biggest awakening I've ever seen. Now, I'm not sure if the people that are awake really go back in history and understand how long this deception has been going on. I'm not totally sure about that. But on the other hand, they are really trying to figure out the whole COVID psyop in a way that is amazing because everyone finds different things to different nuggets are unearthed every single day. And I try and take the best of them, the ones I like the most, and put them on fakeologist.com. That is the point. I have had a blog for a long time. I go all the way back to the gray matter days. Yes, gray matter was one of the first blogging scripts. So I think I go back about 20 years of blogging, and Fakeologist has been going on since 2012, so that's 9 years. And obviously, I started with the 9/11 hoax, and I worked that pretty good. It obviously petered out because it's been now 19 years, 20 years. And therefore, there were fewer and fewer things to post about. But I just concentrated on all the small hoaxes that came after that, shooting hoaxes, drill hoaxes, that kind of thing. But obviously, the coronavirus has taken over the world. It's taken over this blog. And now there's a lot more urgency to this PSYOP revelation slash hoax revelation because there are some pretty dark things coming. And I am one of those people that think it's better to know what's coming. We're being told what's coming, but even if you can't do a damn thing about it, I think it's better to know. So at least you can take the punch and roll with it a little better than just being surprised and knocked out completely. But so that's where my focus is. And I really focused on a couple key points about the coronavirus hoax. Because if you understand a few basic lies, then the whole thing unravels. Now, I haven't figured everything out, but I think I have some central ideas figured out. And if you understand them, then you will probably be better off in your life. Now, the first thing I want to do is, like I said, I'm you got to give me a little bit of leeway because I'm streaming on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Twitter or Periscope. Periscope is closing at the end of the month, so I guess I'll be on Twitter after that. I am also on DLive and I'm on Twitch. So I do have a merged chat window, and I think it works. I think it works. And eventually I'll get streaming on FakoTube, which is my own site. I am paying $100 US a month to host my own videos. And that's where I was going to stream there as well. The only problem is the chat won't integrate. But FakoTube.com is also my site. Now, because I'm paying a pretty decent amount of money to host videos, which is expensive, I have been soliciting donations. And for the most part, people have been super generous. This is a value-for-value model, which means I don't have any paywalls because I don't like paywalls because they're hard to maneuver for most people. And I want everyone to get the material. Therefore, everyone should pay what they think they can afford and or whatever value they get out of this show. So you either pay me with your time, your treasure, and or your contributions with comments. And for the most part, most people are fantastic about it. I just got a donation, and I'm going to go to fakeologist.com. And you won't see my face, but I'm trying to project the website. So when I'm talking, if you want to see what I'm doing, just go, you can look at the screen. And if you go to the top here, you should be able to see, and I don't use this very much myself, you should see something about donations, and then under donate is donors. I just got a donation just before the show started to inspire me. And it is a one-time donation, a single amount donation, and I listed it here. And it's from Janaya VH. I don't write last names, but if you don't give me a pseudonym, I'll just put your name. And she actually donated $59, and I forgot to put the amount there. So if you donate to me, then you will be listed here. I'll even make a video now and then. This one was made on August 24th.
Thank you for being a friend.
And
travel down a road.
I will list you in a video.
Again.
Well, this is from last August. Obviously, it needs updating. I'll do that as well. The last big donor was Bing, who shot me $611 US, real dollars. And thank you very much, Bing. Bing essentially sponsored FacoTube. So I put his name up in highlight on FacoTube. If you go to FacoTube, and we can do that real quick. We can just go over here. There it is, FacoTube. We can click on that. And up it'll come. So it says, thanks to Bing until May 1st. And on FacoTube, I have listed the latest videos that I've put up. And the only ones I really put up are ones that are either on different platforms that are hard to get to, or they're at risk of being deleted. Otherwise, I don't put every single video on here. Obviously, I can't put every video in the world up here. Therefore, only I can post here and one or two select other people. But for the most part, I put the best videos that I think are at risk of being deleted or are so obscure they might be hard to find. So that's what you're seeing here. And they are listed in reverse chronological order at the top. And we also have the most watched down here, including one that has 52,000 views, and it's about the SPARS pandemic, which is coming to you in 2025. So if you think this thing is over, you're dreaming. This is going on for a long time. So I knew that I would probably waste quite a few minutes just talking about the site, but I won't talk about this every single night at the top, but because this is the first show I've done in a while and I'm still kind of having fun practicing with streaming a video and maybe I got some new users, you're just going to have to bear with me. The other ways you can donate, if you go to fakeologist.com/donate, and we'll do that, click up here. You can see that I take money in so many ways, it's not funny. You can mail me the money to my post office box. Box V is in Victor 33. 14B is in Bonnie-1822 Whites Road, Pickering, Ontario. You can send me Bitcoin. You can send me Monero. You can also click on this Coinbase link. And I think you can link to my account on Coinbase and send me just about anything in crypto. And you can send gift cards by the mail, no checks. You can email me when you send me crypto so I get a heads up as to what's coming, because obviously crypto is anonymous. You can buy me a coffee. You can use PayPal, MoneyGram, all kinds of ways. I'm also on Patreon. Fakeologist is on Patreon, and I'm also on Subscribestar, and those are over here on the right side. There's a million ways, and I really thank anyone and everybody for donating. Patreon is a little risky because they're getting into the social justice warrior game, so they're starting to censor people, which means they'll deplatform you. So far, so good here. I've been thrown off Discord, and if you look down here, we have a Discord that anybody can join. You can always come to my main website, fakeologist.com/blog, and you will see the link to Discord. You can just see all the people that are online right now, and if you want to get in, just click connect. Oh, here's the buy me a coffee icon right here. You can click that. So if you join the Discord, it's another fabulous thing to join. Let's just connect right here, see if we can connect and accept invite. Well, okay, that didn't work. Well, whatever the case, if you join the Discord like so many other people, then you can chat with like-minded people. And we have an audio chat, which is on all the time and broadcasting all the time live. And that's at fake11.com/stream2. So you can always listen in. You can join the Discord. You'll have to get verified, which means one of our moderators will talk to you. They want to hear your voice because we want to keep the bots out. So you can do that and talk to people about what's going on. And anyone and everyone can join. as I said, and we get some of the best chats, and they're all found here under the audio chat. And that is, if you click here, let me look here. Where is it? Don't even know my own site. So, oh, here it is. It's under audio stream radio. So if you click here, go to radio 2, it should bring up, and it doesn't. It should bring up, and this is where I guess I have to fix this. Oh, maybe it's under audio chat over here. So go to audio chat. Aha. This will bring up how to get on the audio chat, and we have audio chat archives, which means you can listen to them on your podcast player on iTunes, or you can listen to the stream. So there you go. So that's how you do that. So that is another fantastic service that we have there. Highly recommended. All right. So let's go back and see if anyone is chatting. So in the comments, I think you can see them on the stream here. Okay, what you see here on this is on the live studio. Oh, I see what you're seeing. Maybe you can't see the chat. I can see the chat right now. So I guess if I stop screen sharing, you can look at the chat. So I'll stop the screen sharing, and then maybe you're going to see the chat, or maybe not. I'm not sure. Let's see. Add to the stream. Remove from the stream. I'm not sure. Anyway, how do we see video, Tim? I don't know. Brian is saying, let me see if I can get back and share this. Like I said, I'm new at this. So let me just see if I can figure out how to do this, guys. I don't know why the screen should have been sharing, but maybe it's not. I'm not too sure. Oh, I see. I wasn't sharing the stream. I got it there. Okay. That's my fault. I wasn't sharing the screen. Now I am. So now I see it's in the middle of the screen. Got it. Gotcha. Let's see. I can play around with that a bit. Okay, that's even better. I'm just rearranging the screen, guys. Maybe that's the best. Maybe that looks best. Okay. Looks like I have 9 people watching. Okay, you can see the chat, Brian. Oh, and I see. Let's see here. Show. Oh, I get it. So I think you guys can see the chat. Now, if there's something that I like, I can click on it here, and it'll pop up on the bottom. Oh, I like that. Don't be a dog's body, says I'm going to get some more firewood back momentarily. And then Brian said, we see it now. Okay. So I'm the one that controls that. Cool. Otherwise, I can highlight that. All right. I kind of like this. This is fun. Okay. Alrighty then. Let me go to the blog. I have so much to talk about. Now, if you don't normally go to the blog, you should. Because that's how I got started, like I said. I started off blogging, and that's before all the social media companies. Everyone could have got their own blog years ago, and they still can. It's very cheap. It's the best way. You own the data. There's no one censoring you. The only way you could get censored is if the world takes control of the DNS servers and start blocking DNS names like Fakeologist. But even then, I could give you my IP address and you could still get to me. I don't see. And then they would have to block the number, which is unlikely. So even before YouTube and Twitter, all these so-called social medias, Facebook, you could have had your own space on the internet. So I have kept it that way because that's the best way to control your info. So I don't allow anyone to complain about these social media services because it's insane. There is this thing called the World Wide Web. It was invented a long time before social media, and you can go there. That's why I have my blog. Now, if you don't read my blog by going to fakeologist.com/blog, there are other ways to read it. Again, I'm sorry if I'll try not to go through this tomorrow, if I come back on tomorrow, because this is sort of Internet 101 again. And I really think it's important to teach people because they just don't know. Another great way to read blogs, and I can't really show it to you on the screen now. I guess I could. I can go to Feedly. This is another fantastic way. So I'm going to change the feed and stream the Feedly. I'm going to share this screen. So I'll have a gander here. Is that showing Feedly? Oh, I see. Got to turn it on. Annoying. Okay. So now you're looking at my Feedly feed. What this does, it allows you to bring in all your favorite internet sites, including Twitter, if you pay for it, into your feeds. So you can read very quickly the internet through this site. So if you don't want to read my blog directly, you can bring it into Feedly, which is the number one feed reader that I can find. You have to pay for it if you want all the features. You don't have to pay for it if you want some of the features. So, for instance, if I don't want to ever miss a tweet from this guy, and this guy is, I think, guinea pigs or something. So here's a tweet from him. Okay. I can't really see the tweet too easily. So if I click on this link, it'll bring me to his tweet. And actually, if you just click here, there's his tweet there. Okay. So this is a fantastic way just to read tweets. And here's something, a little mass burning here.
Also, how do we feel about the state orders from the governor?
Gotta go.
Gotta go. Sorry, little. You're a tyrant, not a king.
So that's a mass burning in Idaho. In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
All right, guys.
What a cutie. Okay, so I've got so many things here. I've even got BitChute feed. So BitChute is a pretty good alternative video site. So here's Dr. Tom Cowan. If I don't want to miss any of his videos, I can look at it here. Fantastic. So I never miss any of his videos because this keeps track of what you've looked at and what you haven't. I really recommend reading through Feedly. You will not miss things. And you can see all the stuff. Once I look at it, it marks it red, and I never want to miss this guy's stuff. So this is the best way to keep track of it. So that I've even was able to get Instagram feeds into here, which is not easy because Instagram doesn't allow it. So for instance, here's this nurse who walked through customs in Toronto, and you can read her stuff. And not miss anything. Because Instagram is another social media site which is horrible to navigate. And I speak from experience. Not good. Okay. So let's go back to the... what are we going to do here? We're going to just try this. What does this mean? Maximize. Oh, I see. That brings it a little bigger. I getcha. Maximize that. Minimize that. Maximize that. I get you. Okay, that's even better. So that makes it even bigger. If I want to share the screen, I'm just playing here. So I'm going to go back to the blog and share the blog page here. Go. Then I got to go back here and share it, maximize it. That's a little awkward. Okay. All right, so there is some handy tips. So if you don't want to read the blog, go to Feedly. It's the other excellent way to read. All right, I should talk about a couple posts. But at the same time, I think I want to bring in Prescient because I only want to go for an hour. That's sort of my rule. And this will encourage me to talk quickly, efficiently, and not go on and on and on. And let's see if I can stick to my guns and do that. So Prescient is on the line. Prescient's from England. And he was on the site a long time ago. And now he's back. And he wanted to talk. So I said, well, Why don't you come on? So hello, Prescient.
Hiya. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Speak up a bit if you can.
Okay. Farmageddon.
All right.
We're into Farmageddon.
All right. Prescient, did you... What did you think of my explanation of the blog, the donor system, the feed system? Was that clear as a bell?
For me, yes. I'm not sure for everyone, but I think you're doing your best, mate, and keep going, yeah?
All right.
Anyway, I'm glad to be back, and it's like we were joking before about we had a little pre-show chat, and I think it's important to remember that this too shall pass, yeah?
All right. It says they can't hear you, which is interesting.
Oh.
That's not your fault, though.
Let me just...
That's my fault.
Try and change my settings.
No, that's I think that's my problem, actually.
Okay.
I think that's the one thing I forgot to do is fix the audio on the stream. But that's all right. Let me see if I can fix it. No, I can't. I'd have to end the stream. I don't think I checked the settings for the audio. Wait, hold on a sec. Audio input.
If you can hear me, I'm on full audio here.
No, I hear you.
Full.
I hear you. Let me just see if I can double check here. Don't think I can. Let's see. Don't think I can. Audio output. Audio input. Audio input. Broadcast stream mix. Audio output. I don't think I can. Let me try input. This might screw things up. Let's see. Broadcast stream mix.
Do you want to try another guest, just in case it's me?
No.
Please
it's
try
Ryan.
Dr. Fusco.
No. Let's see if Brian can hear us now. Let's see. There might be a delay. That might have worked. That may have worked. I'm not sure. We'll just wait for the chat. It may not have worked.
Okay.
But it might have worked. Nah, I don't think it worked.
Okay.
That's my fault, though, because that's the one thing I forgot to check is the audio. Oh, he can hear it. I don't know why he can hear it, but he can hear it. There we go, he says. Okay. There's a delay, but that worked. I'm not sure why, because it doesn't make sense to me how I said it, but it works. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll turn my speakers down here so we're not getting feedback, you know?
Good idea.
Hey, it's nice to be back and nice to hear you. It's been, I think, about 5 years since we spoke, you know? 4 or 5 years.
Well, welcome back. Yeah, you are a Cruise Forum person. And
correct.
I love Cruise Forum people because they're some of the smartest people on the internet. And if anyone doesn't know what Cruise Forum is, cruiseforum.info. And it's very, very quiet. It's really been quiet for a long time, and Simon...
Well, no, that's not true. So if you focus on the COVID circus thread, and if you focus on other threads, then you'll see it's not so quiet. You know, it's not as busy as your forum. It's not as busy as many places on the internet, but it's about quality. It's not about quantity, you know?
That's true. Well, I still contend that the smartest guy on Cruise Forum is Simon. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure. It's his forum.
And he's also the smartest guy. And even though it's my forum here, I might not be the smartest guy. But at least I admit it. But Simon is definitely the smartest guy over there. No
Yeah, but
doubt.
I also think, you know, you have your own contributors, like Skylarkin. Like, there are so many people you have who are smart, you know. They've got their own stories, and you know, you've got so many people in Australia, so many people around the world. It's not, you know, be proud. Be proud, mate. You're doing a good job. You're on it. You're on it. Okay?
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've got a lot of good people. Also, fakeologist.com/forums2. Let me mention that. And I'm going to click on that over here under forums. You click on that. If this is, you can see the screen. And
I do check that sometimes. And Felix is, Felix is doing a real good job, but also Sarah as well. You know, you've got some very good contributors there, you know. So be proud of your researchers, you know, because they're working hard, you know.
Yes, thank you. You're right. And it's not well known, the forums, but we'd like to get that going as well. We got SciGirl, Sarah, Lloyd Miller, Unreal. Lots of great contributors over there. Xyleflex, of course, is number one. He's the number one contributor on the website financially, comment-wise, forums. He is fantastic. And I know he's having a really hard time over there in unjolly old England, because he's, I guess, more of a senior than I am, and he's finding the place very, very, very miserable right now. So I feel real bad for him.
Yeah. I kind of get it, because the general vibe here is that, you know, that there are some people who are coping with it, and a lot of people who are not coping with this. We're under pretty much heavy lockdown restrictions at the minute. And, you know, it's very difficult for parents who have kids of school age. I beg your pardon. And it's late. Yeah. I know it's been an emotional day, so, yeah. But bear with me. And so it's also affecting, you know, I want to know how many people who've been refused cancer treatment who are now terminal. You know, can I find that data? Can I?
Well, they actually mentioned that information in Canada. Somebody brought it up. Like I said, there's so much information right now coming out.
Okay.
But that was mentioned. I'm on information overload all the time now. All my inputs are being flooded, so information is just literally spilling past me. But I did hear that
it's global, mate. It's so hard to, because I get inputs from different sources, and like we talked about inputs before. So I gave you some of my YouTube inputs, you know. We talk about calcified lies, and we talk about Shield Destroyer, who deserves a shout out because he's really doing his best at the minute, trying to figure shit out. And it is so, but he's looking at it from a UK point of view, but it is so, for you, on a global point of view, this is extremely complex. And this is what we're trying to figure out over at Clues Forum. Okay.
Yeah, it's very complex. It is actually complex. Sorry, let me just look here. Oh, I see.
This is what we're trying to figure out over at Clues.
Okay, sorry. That was my DLive. I accidentally had DLive going. And let's just take a look at DLive. Oh, I got one people on one. Well, that's me looking on DLive. Let me close DLive. Maybe that was screwing things up. Ooh, and I got Facebook going. Hold on a sec. Sorry, this is a little bit of a mess today because of the different video platforms I've got going here. And am I on Facebook? I don't know. I can't quite tell right now.
Are you trying to emulate Tim Osman? So many platforms and so much going out. You can't keep up with him, you know?
I kind of am right now. But let me just close that off there. And yeah. Okay. All right. Let me just click on this link here. I'm going to talk about Kenneth Copeland now. And sometimes I like to have a little bit of fun. And one of my favorite things is there's a YouTube channel called WTF, bruh. And he has found this televangelist, charismatic preacher called Kenneth Copeland. Are you familiar with Kenny? I got him on the screen here. I think I'm broadcasting that. See him on the screen there? Ken Copeland? You seeing that, Prescient? Oh, Prescient muted. Okay. Here's Kenny Copeland. And I had to go look at the original video. Now, normally I don't really like the idea of televangelists, but this guy is getting flack and has gotten flack since the beginning of this coronavirus, folks, last year, for minimizing the COVIDs. He doesn't call it a hoax, but he just says it's just a bad flu. So here is his way of blowing the wind of God at COVID.
On you.
You are destroyed forever. And you'll never be back. Thank you, our God. Let it happen. Cause it to happen.
Anyway, I just love that video because that was the video that WTF, bruh, used to make his fantastic rap video. And I thought he was playing a little bit with the face, but no, that is Kevin Copeland, or Kenneth Copeland, who's 83 years old. He's obviously a multimillionaire, closing in on a billion apparently, so people don't like his position. They don't like that he makes money off preaching. I don't personally have a problem with it. I think it's almost funny that you can get that rich preaching. But WTF made a fantastic remix. And I played this before, but I didn't ever look at the original video. So I'm going to play it now. It's only a minute.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord.
Now, the funny thing about that video is, and I said this here, I'd rather join his church than the growing church of COVIDians, because his logic makes about as much sense as the logic around the COVID cult. Those people that believe that there's a virus, that it's contagious, that it is 100% transmissible, that it is in and transmissible in asymptomatic, which means that's another fancy word for healthy people. So the myth that he can blow it out or it can be killed by heat is just as believable as the original myth, which of course is what I just said. So therefore, I don't really think this guy is such a bad guy compared to this attack situation here where Inside Edition came up to him. This was a while ago. And the media's angle is always to attack these guys for flying around in jets. Now, they didn't steal the money. They're donations. So, for instance, just like on my site, one of the reasons I take donations, I'm not selling anything, is because I'm just taking donations, then I don't actually have to deliver anything. And I've always said, it's just value for value. So if you think you've gotten value in the past, then you can donate whatever you want. And the church, his church works the same way. Now he's maybe a little more coercive or persuasive, but on the other hand, they're just donations. So if he gets enough donations that he can fly all over the place in a private jet, I don't see the problem. This was a thing I found on YouTube, of course, and I think it was staged because I think a guy worth almost $1 billion, I don't think he's going to let anyone come near him. He'll be as protected as the president, I think. So I think this was staged, and that's one reason that I like talking to fakeologists, because most fakeologists are also skeptical of anything that's in the official mainstream media. But the other reason it was probably staged is because he's very calm, and this is supposed to be an ambush interview. And an ambush interview, you're supposed to not be prepared for the questions. It's there to embarrass you and expose you. Allegedly, Mike Wallace was one of the best of the ambush interviewers on 60 Minutes in the 70s and 80s. But I'll play a bit of this. And
we'd just like to ask you about why you don't want to fly commercial. Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of demons. Why do you think that?
No, listen to me just a second. Not the people. The main reason is because of the need. If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing. That's really the main.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen, I paid.
Anyway, this guy is good. I actually enjoy him. I didn't think I'd like him, but I actually started to sit through one of his victory news video casts off Facebook.
Welcome to this very special,
and this is from a year ago,
Victory News Tonight. I'm Gene Bailey, along with Greg Stevens, and of course our founder, Brother Kenneth Copeland. Thank
Praise
you, sir,
God,
for being
man.
Here. Listen, we're going to get started tonight, and there's no surprise here that the name of this channel is Victory. Yeah. And that is what you're going to hear tonight.
Yes.
Is a victorious message about dealing as we stand with against the coronavirus. So let's just pray and get right into the message tonight.
Yes.
With Brother Copeland. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just submit this time with you. Lord, everything that's said, Holy Spirit, guide us. Father, I thank you that you are the healer. You have already paid the price.
Anyway, my point of this, even if you're a non-believer, the stuff he talks about with regards to the coronavirus hoax, it's more believable than the official story. That's why I put it there. That's why I highlighted it. And I also thought, man, he looks really good if he's really 83 years old. And if he really does fly around the world, I think that's fantastic. So that's why I posted that there. I've had him on the audio before. Now I'm scrolling down here to the next post. And by the way, another way to get the blog is right here. You can punch in your email address and you'll get each blog post emailed to you. And apparently 584 other people are getting it that way. That's another way. Type in your email and subscribe. Now, if you want to post on my blog, I don't have open registration. You have to send me an email. You can email me at ima@fakeologist.com, and that I will send you a password that I won't know, and then you can comment. I've closed off commenting to the general public for the simple reason that I could not keep up with all the trolls and spam. So this way, only approved people may come by. Now, as I said, I am mainly focused on the COVID hoax, the coronavirus hoax, and it is a full-time job now pulling all the information that I think is real, that I think is not disinfo. It's not easy to figure out who's who anymore because it's such a huge operation, the worldwide operation. But this is a fantastic article off the website muchadoaboutcorona.ca. And this article is about an epidemiologist who is speaking out. And he's also writing, apparently, a paper on the infectious myth fallacy, the whole paradigm of viruses. He is going to expose what I probably think he's going to expose. And he's going to say that virology is predicated on the idea that viruses are contagious and can jump from an asymptomatic person to another asymptomatic person. But in the meantime, if you click on this article and read it, he doesn't have too much good to say about Fauci. And this is just a fantastic article. Whenever you hear, say, oh, there's nobody speaking out about it, well, that's not true. And if this guy's a real person, which I think he is, I think you will enjoy him and read what he has to say. And this guy at the website muchadoaboutcorona.ca, he is another Canadian, and he interviewed this guy who's originally from New York City, who's also in Canada now, not too far away from this guy apparently. And a very intelligent, interesting article that you can easily send to somebody else. There's a lot, if you want what I think is a real doctor, an epidemiologist, and somebody who is not afraid to go against the official narrative of what's happening. Now, there's a lot to this PSYOP. There's no way you can explain it in 5 minutes to anybody. You literally just have to keep countering the propaganda with what you think is the good propaganda. You'll never convince anyone overnight. This is just too big. And if you turn on any media device, you're going to be slammed with the official story 24/7. There's no getting around it. And even what I consider awake fakeologists have a tough time battling the propaganda. It's really, really difficult. And it's not going to let up. You need to find these kind of articles. And I do my best to find the ones I think are real and not counterintelligence programs or fake or controlled opposition. It's really tough for me too right now, but I'm doing my best. So this one I thought was quite good. He does a little bit of explanation about the so-called 95% efficacy rate. And even though there's lots of officials lying, they're lying with statistics. And that's tricky because for the most part, they tell the truth, but they tell you truths that are completely irrelevant. So when they say it's 95% effective, that's a relative number. It's not an absolute number. And just me telling you that loses 99% of the people, the difference between relative and absolute. And this guy explains the difference between relative and absolute. And if you want to see how many people that took this vaccine, or I call it, that's another post I want to get to tonight. It's not a vaccine in the way as defined by the medical industry or the legal industry. It is actually an experimental experimental biological device. That's what it is. It's not approved. It's experimental. It's a biologic, which means it's really just a chemical. And it is a device. It is not a vaccine. So it doesn't qualify for any of the normal immunities, legal immunities, and I hate to use that word in the legal sense, does not qualify. And therefore, it may not even be covered by your life insurance. That's debatable. I got to call my insurance agent tomorrow. Because if you take it, your life insurance may not be valid. Wouldn't that be a tragedy? That would be unbelievable, actually, if that started to be discovered. Now, I don't think it's true. That was another tweet that was out last week that was being retweeted and reported. But I don't think it's true, but I'm not sure. You have to check with your own life insurance agent to find out. Get it in writing, I'm guessing. That would be smart. But the bottom line is he explains the 95 or 94 or 97 efficacy rate. The truth is the difference between taking the quaxine, which I'll call it, and not taking it, it's a difference of 0.7%, which is negligible. It's almost zero. In other words, this will make no difference to improving the outcome if you are experiencing COVID-like symptoms. In other words, it's a complete waste of time to take it. Just based on their own numbers. Why would you take something? Why would you poke yourself, injure yourself, when the outcome is almost no different if you didn't take it? So the 95% is, again, playing with numbers, playing with statistics. It's not a lie, but it's far and away above most people's comprehension about how to interpret data. So they are deceiving you only because of your own ignorance, only because you won't read this chart, only because you won't read this explanation. Why would you take any medical device if it made no difference to your health? Now, it'll probably let you get on a plane, but it won't make a difference to your health. Okay, I see Prasant is back. Prasant, did you want to chime in? I also have,
Hey.
Okay, you're back.
Hi.
We've got Brian saying, yeah, I can hear that. I've got eight people across all the video platforms right now. Let me just have a quick look and see who is listening on the audio live stream. Go ahead, Prasant.
I just want to ask, we were talking before the show tonight.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask for your inputs as well. If you can give some of your inputs on YouTube or blogs or...
Yeah. You're a little choppy. I think you're on Wi-Fi. You were better earlier.
Okay.
But go ahead. You want my inputs on what? YouTube?
Just your inputs on data. So, you know, where you take your inputs from. So, there's going to be YouTube. There's going to be blogs. There's going to be websites like Clues. What are your inputs, Dan? That's my question.
What's my input on YouTube? Sorry, I'm lost on that.
What I gave you my inputs before, so I gave you my the people I subscribe to or the organizations.
Oh, who do I subscribe to?
Yeah, so what are your inputs? So, you know, that could be blogs, that could be YouTube, that could be it's inputs. It's your
yeah, yeah,
inputs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I follow about 400 people on Twitter. Too many to name, but it's easy, I think, for you to figure out who I follow on Twitter. Just go to Fakeologist on Twitter. And I think if you click my profile, you can scroll through who I follow. They're all difficult usernames to recall, but I'm a big fan. One guy I like to listen to every single day is Jeff Berwick. He's the Dollar Vigilante. Nobody does a video better than him. And he does one every other day when he's not doing a conference. But I think his main business is selling conferences. So Jeff Berwick, for sure. Fantastic.
Can you post a link, or do you want to spell it out? Or can you post a link in perhaps in the live show notes? Is that possible?
Yeah, or just write it down. The Dollar Vigilante. Now, turn your speaker down a bit if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll make a note. I'm not lazy.
If you go to Fakeotube.com, then you'll see a lot of his videos that I post there.
Okay.
Yeah, I put my favorite videos on Fakeotube. But if you go to Dollar Vigilante...
I do subscribe to Fakeotube.com. I'm so glad you're doing that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm happy that you've got some serious donations behind that, because that's not cheap, you know?
No, video serving doesn't seem to be cheap. I don't know why it should be cheaper, but it uses a lot of bandwidth, okay. I guess. But yeah, Fakeotube.com or DollarVigilante.tv. He is...
Okay.
When he posts something, I listen to it. Hey, just turn your speakers down a bit there, Prasanth.
Yeah, I will do. I'm doing that right now. Sorry for the feedback.
One of the things on fakeologist.com/blog is I always post links, and I always try and give hat tips to whoever gives me the link. So, for instance, Much Ado About Corona is a great website that I go to. So you definitely should go there. And he's the one that he does interviews with doctors, nurses. He said he's too busy to come on the show because he does his own blog.
What I'd love you to do is just do a list of your YouTube subscriptions.
Yeah, well... Anytime I lift a video from YouTube that I think is in danger of being deleted, it goes on Fakeotube. Now, on Fakeotube...
I know that, but I'm talking about inputs, mate.
Well, I know. Well, I post the best inputs. I have lots of inputs that I don't think are worthy of reposting. But another one I'll give you is What's Her Face, another Canadian. Man, the Canadians are winning tonight. She is a absolute looker. And she's so smart as well. So sarcastic. Yeah. She is fantastic. Name, What's Her Face?
I think it's been a video.
Stunning. Stunning.
It's interesting to see how many
Canadians.
Women are just...
This guy here, Chris Guy...
If you're wearing a mask, if you're keeping your business closed,
you're a
coward, and you're the reason we're in this mess.
Yeah.
If everybody grew up, became adults, decided that, hey, I'm not going to follow rules just because somebody told me to. I'm going to follow rules if they actually make sense, if it's actually going to benefit myself and my family. I'm not going to follow a rule that's going to absolutely destroy my... Like, we'll jump at the chance to get vaccinated.
Chris Guy is the absolute best spokesman in Canada. That's a man.
If we weren't weak, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Here we go.
I made Mothers Against Distance
listen to this.
In your life and making you as hopeless as possible so you will not just accept
which
it.
Which town?
He's from Toronto. Listen to this.
For it. That's what they're doing. They're doing psychological warfare on you to weaken you to the point where you will not only accept defeat, you will accept perpetual defeat for the rest of your life.
Now, David Menzies, like you mentioned, was at the airport. He interviewed a lot of people who were saying that they'd rather... Why would you rather go home? Like, in my opinion, you go to the airport, even if I'm not a person who doesn't believe in this stuff, my options are get a ticket for around $890, I think it is usually, or you can pay upwards of $2,000, go and stay in a hotel room at your expense with crappy food, you can't go outside, you can't do a whole lot of things. But people there that David Menzies interviewed are still saying, no, I'm going to follow the rules and just do that. Why do you think that is?
Because Canadians are the most weakest people on planet Earth. I'm going to say it straight. If you weren't weak, we wouldn't be in this mess. Oh, I made Mothers Against Distancing, my nonprofit. Why? Because
what he was saying is men are weak compared to women, and it's pathetic. But this guy is our number one spokesman. So if you want to follow someone, go to Instagram. You can go to Instagram on your computer or your phone and follow Chris Sky. He is off the charts amazing.
Okay. So today I saw so one of my inputs, I think I told you before, but just let me check the – I think it's called – let me just check it again. It's called – it's basically access, so where they look at the – bear with me. It's subject access. So if you subscribe to this person – then they are covering the there was demonstrations, huge demonstrations in London today, and it was amazing. And the volume of people who were anti-lockdown, they were basically complaining about, quite reasonably, about the fact that they can't protest at the moment. So this is not a democracy, is it?
No. And that is the point, by the way. This is a military medical coup. And there are many reasons for what they're doing. This is the biggest hoax in the history of the world. It has nothing to do with the virus. The only part of the virus, the only reason they use the virus, it is the absolute most flexible, most omnipresent, most ubiquitous, and most feared psychological device ever. They don't need to show it. You can't sense it with any of your senses at all. You have to take a test, and the test is not even a test.
I concur, mate.
And because they are playing on the number one myth of the last 150 years in health, that viruses are contagious. They've never, ever worked on an opposing view on that. And it's a myth they perpetuated. And because it's been going on for so long, there are almost no trained medical people out there that have the opposing view. Because the controllers who control the narrative, they own all the medical schools. They own all the hospitals. They own everything. So if you talk about a monopoly, they have a monopoly on the knowledge.
So we're looking at full spectrum medical dominance.
That's why there aren't a million doctors speaking out, because most of them have to believe in the official story to survive in the system. Now, the ones that do speak out are usually retired, so they have nothing to lose. But you're not going to find a current doctor who can speak out, even if he wants to speak out. Because I think they even look from the sidelines and say, wow, most people are not doubting the story. But even if I broke away,
situation where people who are retired can suddenly say something. That happens a lot in the UK with, politics and law.
Sure.
And you know, and suddenly they're allowed to say something because they're retired. Yeah. Now they're presumably they're out of contracts and they're out of the gag clause, which is huge in the UK, and they can say more or less what they want, you know. They're free to speak. That's my point. And
they're free from repercussion, so of course they're going to speak.
Yeah, that's what exactly.
It's not a problem, precisely. But nobody is going to speak in the system because. And now everyone in any part of the system, even if you're not even in the medical system, you're being targeted if you have wrong think, as they call it. Maybe not from 1984, but if you have wrong think, you are going to possibly lose your livelihood. Okay, let's scroll down on fakeologist.com/blog. We are over an hour right now. But I'm on a bit of a roll, so I'm going to keep going. Here is an audio from a YouTube channel called...
Welcome to the American...
It is called...
American Intelligence Media. I'm your host, Douglas Gabriel, and today I'm speaking with my good friend... Mike.
American Intelligence Media... And let me turn that down a bit. And he is talking about a company called Serco, also known, or another companion or brother company is called SES. Have you ever heard of any of these companies?
Okay. Before you start, Serco, mm-hmm. I know about Serco. They are one of the worst in the world.
Well, I don't think most people in North America have heard of Serco. Now, I guess
Serco, for example, Serco in the UK runs half the prisons, runs so much. It's the most notorious outsourcing company.
Well, that's what it is.
I'll let you play the video. Sorry.
Serco, I think it's a contraction of service and corporation, Serco.
Correct.
And according to this, Serco runs in the United States FEMA camps. I think it runs FEMA Region 9 in the United States. They own pathology companies. They house migrants. They own laundries. They operate prisons. They provide transport and rail. They run hospitals. They run leisure centers. They build ships. They're in space technology. Yeah. They're into 5G. They are basically an octopus. Well, it's an octopus type corporation. Now, who's behind it?
Oh yeah.
It appears this guy goes all the way up to the Queen. I think the Queen is just a front for all kinds of the elite in the British society, the owners of Britain. And I hate to say this.
Did you not know I know her? Did you not know I know her?
You're breaking up. Do I what?
Do you not know I know her?
You know the Queen?
No, not really. No. I know a Queen.
I know the Queen, too. She's on a lot of the plastic in my wallet.
Michael McKibben from Leader Technologies. Hello, Michael.
Top of the morning to you.
Go ahead,
well, you shocked us again, and now you've almost put us over the edge with your new article.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you're doing what Betsy has demanded, you know, and she's a field marshal, you know, she's a general. And she said this is Serco Awareness Month. Now, you've made us so aware of Serco, you're going to make us vomit. Because you have figured out what we couldn't figure out, which is, what is their motivation? Why are they involved in so many different industries, which they're not even experienced at, but every one of these industries is in a way controlling human beings, controlling their movement, controlling their data, controlling war, controlling our economy, controlling our airplanes, controlling the buses, everything that moves. And we kept saying, what is going on with Serco? Why would they have so many fingers in so many pies? And you have figured it out. And it's kind of scary, because it goes back to that Richard C. Walker Internet of Things type patent, which is basically aggressive remote control of everything on the face of the earth that moves, including humans. So you've connected those two up in a way that is somewhat frightening, but is definitely indicative of what we fear is our future that is dominated by Big Brother. So tell us about your research. You've been in the mines now for a week. You came out with this great article. You've put it all together. What can you tell us about Serco?
Okay, first of all, it wasn't just me. There's a whole bunch of people working on this, and thanks for the kudos. You said it well. We looked at the history of Serco and read.
All right, if you want to hear the rest of that, tune in to fakeologist.com/blog, and you'll find a link to SES and Serco. Now, I found that on a Telegram channel. That's another thing I wanted to talk about. Telegram. Fakeologist is also on Telegram. Telegram is an app. You can use it on your computer or your phone. It is the fastest growing app, I believe, in the history of apps because of the tech censorship, the tech purge, and almost everyone is over on Telegram. How long that will last as a viable alternative, who knows, but I'm over there as well. I don't rely on it because, like I said, I like to own my own data. So you should probably have your own data too. But if you want to find some of the most fantastic links, go over to Telegram because there is a ton, and I mean a ton, of channels over there. Anything and everything you can think about. Now, Prasanth, you were asking me, what should I look at? Well, get on Telegram. Go find Fakeologist. You go to fake11.com/telegram. You'll find my channel. And when I post stuff, you can see where it came from at the top of each post. And you'll find a million other places to follow. So that is another huge resource. I can't even begin to go through all the links and figure out what's what. There's just so much.
One quick question.
Yeah.
World Economic Forum.
Right.
Are they direct reports to who's really, really running the show? Ruining the show, I'd say.
Yeah, the World Economic Forum, they've been working at how to rule the world for an awfully long time, for sure. They're just another piece of the puzzle. Absolutely. Klaus Schwab.
They have their direct reports. So, I'm not sure Schwab. Obviously, okay, would you agree that the people who are really running the show are not in the media?
The media is the conduit for the elite. Blaming the media is like blaming the road for road accidents. It's insane.
I'm not blaming the media. I'm asking you, do you think that the people who are really running the show are in the media or not?
The media is the conduit. I just said they bring the story from the intelligence agencies. The media doesn't make up anything. They are just delivering it. This information is supplied by the military and their intelligence agencies.
Okay.
And the think tanks, the NGOs. These are the guys that spend all day coming up with this stuff.
So who do we know?
Rockefeller Foundation. If you look, I've made many posts of people's material on the spider webs, the octopuses, the NGOs, these philanthropic organizations that don't pay tax. They're huge. All these elites, they take their money. World Economic Forum is just one. They have their own ideas, and some of them, the Great Reset, but it's only a small piece, I believe.
All right, man.
The Rockefellers have their own think tank. They've had lockstep out there for 20 years. Their document's is 10 years old. More. Here's What's-Her-Face.
Hello, fellow lab rats, and happy Roniversary. To celebrate this day, I got you all a big, beautiful bouquet of bullshit. I encourage you to take that bullshit and smear it on every page of your 2020 calendar. Then what I want you to do is take your 2021 calendar and go ahead and smear some bullshit all over that too. Because we all know what the rest of 2021 is gonna look like. I mean, at this time last year, we were all in this together, and now we're literally reestablishing Jim Crow laws. And I'm not even being facetious. I'm actually seeing people champion the idea of vaccinated-only dining hours and completely anti-vaxxer-free establishments. Fun fact, did you know that 49% of the Canadian population does not want this vaccine? And that the population least likely to get it is black people? It's gonna be real interesting watching these critical race theory bleeding hearts deny service to 3/4 of the black population. You see, these people can't be trusted because their actions and opinions have no moral foundation. One minute they're crying about kids locked up in cages, and the next minute they're locking their own kids up in the basement. One minute they're chanting, my body, my choice, and the next minute they're publicly shaming anyone who refuses to be a Big Pharma guinea pig. They've been programmed to regurgitate whatever meaningless political statement is trending at the time, as long as it fits neatly onto a blush pink Instagram highlight. These are the same people who are gonna be cheering on your execution when daddy government tells them it's for the greater good. Hashtag culling the herd. And while these people celebrate the imaginary light at the end of the COVID tunnel, those of us with two aluminum-free brain cells to rub together are focused on the AstraZeneca vaccine. Several European countries have halted the administration of the AstraZeneca.
All right, that's What's-Her-Face. She's brilliant. She's beautiful. Watch her. Okay, I think...
I'm going to have to go, mate.
All right, mate. I'm almost done myself.
It's 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm looking at your clock here. It is 2:40 in London.
Thank you very much for the show tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. I'll probably be back tomorrow for a little bit. Nice chatting with you, old mate.
Good to catch up with you, you know?
Very nice to talk to you.
You're a good man. Just keep what you're doing. Keep going, yeah?
Thank you. Thank you, Prasayan. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Take care, mate.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye. Bye. Come back soon. Okay. Bye. The last thing I want to bring up. Are you still there, Prasayan? One more thing, Prasad. One more thing.
I can be.
I wanted to highlight this to you because it's relevant to you and your family, I believe. And one of the major reasons for this hoax, the coronavirus hoax, is the wiping out of the baby boomers. I believe that your parents are in that generation. It is the largest cohort of people. That were born between 1945 and 1964. I'm just outside of it. My parents are just sort of outside of it as well on the other end.
Yeah.
But the unfunded liabilities of their pensions and the absolute underfunding of the medical system is what is a big driver and is going to be a big part of this hoax. So the question is, how do you deal with the idea that we can keep people alive with technology at unlimited cost? There's no end to the cost. And how do you also keep paying all these people when the population below them is not great enough to support all the pensions, all the unfunded pensions? Well, the answer is, quite simply... And you are experiencing it now. And my parents are going to experience it. My in-laws are experiencing it right now. We will experience it. They are literally locking the doors of the hospitals under the myth of COVID.
Yeah.
They are literally ignoring all elective cases.
The treatment that's needed.
Right. Now, they don't want to pay for it. They don't want to expand the system. The easiest way to curtail demand is to basically try and cut supply of the service or eliminate demand. They've done both. They've hit both sides of the economic curve, if you know anything about economics. Yeah. So they've made people afraid to go to the hospital. They've basically limited supply. And I'm really sorry to say and afraid to say for myself, my family, that this is a Five Eyes, which are the five British Commonwealth, including the Five Eyes countries. They are all implementing this.
UK, the Canada, the US,
Australia,
New Zealand.
Right. That's what's happening. So they are not only going to deny them service for the next 10 to 20 years, but they're also going to steal their pensions and their assets. That is what I think is happening.
So they're going to, at best, they're going to liquidate their assets,
Well, they're going to make them spend their assets. They will steal them through taxation, and they will not pay out or just collapse the unfunded part of the pension. But the government or corporations,
that is a part
of the plan. That is literally how they're going to manage it. And I link to Matt.
100% with you on that app. And,
Part of it. Now, I link to Matt Arrett's blog or Substack. Fantastic article. He basically explains the whole thing. He calls it Nazi healthcare revived across the Five Eyes. Now, somebody already said that that's not true. I'm not sure because I wasn't there back in Germany. But basically, he explains the situation brilliantly. And one of the guys in charge now an advisor on the health board in the United States is Ezekiel Emanuel, who is an absolute eugenicist. And he has created a formula for quality of life and created a QALY score for every human being. So it's a calculation where they figure, is this person worth investing healthcare dollars into? And he's created a formula.
That sounds like Fight Club.
Yeah. But he's also created the formula for the other end of the scale. And that is for infants or disabled children, whether they're worth pouring money into. So he looks at every person as a commodity and an investment, and he calculates the return. So if the return is low, he advocates withdrawing medical service, which will obviously lead to death. He calls it the quality adjusted life year, QALY. This is such an important part of this hoax. People have no idea.
Okay, put it in the show notes, okay? Because if it's important, put it in the show notes. Okay?
It's absolutely important. I'll try, but I'm just reading the blog.
Okay.
So you're going to have to go. This is a call to go through the blog.
I've got that note, but I want other people to have it as well if it's so important. Okay. So, the bottom line is that these people who are running this shit, they know the price of everything, but the value of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and it's important to remember that.
Don't value things the same way normal people value them.
No. They don't know.
And apparently, in Canada, now, euthanasia is a debate worth having, for sure. I'm not saying that everything we talk about, we should not talk about. However, I just read that in Canada, in the last few months, under the fog of the COVID war, Canada has almost finished passing a bill that allows euthanasia to be approved in under a day, where normally there's paperwork, there's some appeals. There's some sober second thoughts, some consideration. Literally, if somebody wants to be euthanized by at 9 a.m., they can be dead by 3. Unbelievable. That bill is now in our Senate, so it's one step away from the Queen's signature. Yes, the Queen of Canada. So yeah. That was not, nobody's talked about it in Canada because we're too busy being smothered by masks.
On COVID.
Yeah. So there are many actual laws being passed.
Classic misdirection.
Yeah. There are many laws being passed as we speak.
I know.
There are things happening while we are completely off the ball. It's fantastic.
I think the issue is with, so, you know, it's always been like this. So remember, you know, so we had, after 9/11, we had, pretty much 19 years of, fake terror operations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
PSYOPs, right? Either PSYOPs that went right or PSYOPs that went wrong, right? Whatever, we had PSYOPs, right? And it was all about, oh God, Muslims, blah, 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 all that shit for nearly 20 years. And then, you know.
This is
Gaia saw it coming. Gaia saw it coming at 2030, right? And they brought it forward and it feels rushed. But anyway, so the point is that it's just, you know, this has been going on. How long do you think this has been going on for? Just out of interest. How long have they been doing PSYOPs for?
Since the beginning of time. It's the oldest studied weapon of war in the world is psychological operations.
Yeah.
It's going on.
So we are,
it's been always going on.
With all your knowledge, mm-hmm. and with all my knowledge, and with all, even, you know, I try to advise people, if they go to Clues Forum, it's going to take them a year to go through the research there because it's so in depth and it's so of a high standard, you know, and critical, yeah? So it's going to take them a year of, I don't know, 12 hours per day, which most people haven't got. You know, most people, we've got to work jobs, we've got to do something each day, you know. And it's so important to remember that this is, we are like two tea leaves, no disrespect to you, Ab, but we are two tea leaves trying to discuss the history of the East India Company at the moment, you know.
Well, yeah, it goes a long way back. And that's sort of why I wanted to
bring... That's no disrespect to you, mate.
Oh, don't worry. No disrespect noted. None at all.
Good.
None at all. But that is a very big point that I wanted to bring up while you were still in the air. And that's why I want to try and come do a broadcast for about an hour. This one went a little long because I'm still trying to work out the bugs. But
I'll try and join you when I can this week. You know, I've got a little bit more time this week, so I think it's possible.
All right. Well, I wanted to give that to you because I know you have.
When are you broadcasting?
Well, my plan is 8:30 till 9:30 Eastern time. I believe we're 5 hours difference now.
Yeah. So here it's 10 minutes to one. Two, sorry.
Yeah, okay, so it's 4 hours. It's 10 to 10 here, and it's 10, so that's 4 hours difference, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, that's not too bad.
You didn't, your clocks didn't go forward?
Not yet, no. I think the end of March.
Oh, okay.
Right. No, it's still like winter here. Not like your winter. I mean, mild winter, let's say, you know.
Let's see here.
I can't see the chat at the minute. I'm not sure where to go for that. Where do I go?
Well, you got to go to down. You. Well, I'm broadcasting on, where am I broadcasting? I'm on YouTube, Facebook.
Wow, okay.
I'm on DLive, I'm on Twitch, and I'm on Periscope.
Right, okay.
Now, nobody is on Facebook. No one's on DLive. But if you go to fake11.com/YouTube, the number 2, that's my YouTube channel. Now, this channel is always moving. In other words, it might be gone tomorrow. It's my backup YouTube channel. So
right, okay.
It might be gone tomorrow. That's why I give it fake11.com/YouTube2. Because you can always find it wherever it goes, if it goes. Now, all right. Anyway. So let me just read Don't Be a Dog's Body from YouTube. He says, I think you have it exactly right. What I find interesting is that every baby boomer I know is very afraid of this flu. I also cannot think of any baby boomers who are afraid or unwilling to take the vax. And then he says, or she says, I think they think it is a heroic death, a hippie death, to bravely take an untested vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's an experimental biological device.
Yeah.
To save the world and prefer dying this way over how they watch their parents die in nursing homes, which is also not a great way to live. But, and let's be honest, lots of people in nursing homes would like an easy way out, as Ezekiel says, the demise pill. And nobody has the guts to discuss it. Nobody.
Okay. Yeah. So let me tell you. So my neighbor at the back here, her father died, and he was in a lot of pain. And it used to be possible for the nurses to inject a little bit more morphine that would ease their passing.
And I think a lot of nurses or whoever are close.
I've not finished the story. Oh. But they're not allowed to do that anymore because there was a famous serial killer in Manchester called Harold Shipman. He killed a lot of people playing God, you know. A terrible person.
But well, what about Dr. Kevorkian? Do you remember that guy?
No.
Dr. Kevorkian was absolutely one of the most famous cases in America. He was the suicide doctor, they called it. And I think suicide was legalized maybe in one or two states. I'm not sure. Wherever he operated. It was fantastic, though. And he would take terminally ill patients and he would administer. What he would do is he would set up the patients with the method to euthanize themselves. So he would set everything up and leave the room. He would not do it. And he was charged anyway for aiding and abetting, which I guess is just as bad. But he is the last person to bring up the subject to the forefront. And it hasn't been discussed since, as far as I know, in America. There's a couple famous cases. These are people that are really completely zero quality of life, and they themselves have the capacity to want to die.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, they couldn't do anything about it because there was no legal mechanism.
No, so this Shipman character, right, who killed, as far as I know, over 100 in the UK, in the Manchester area, one of the largest serial killers in the UK, if you like. But he didn't do it for compassionate reasons. He did it by thinking he was playing God. So my neighbour, she said to me that, yeah, the nurses, they can't do anything because of all the laws that came in after shipment. You know, it's absolutely awful, you know. I used to rescue dogs, you know?
Yeah.
And when I rescued dogs, it was like, I knew when they'd had enough because they refused to eat. And they'd look at me and it was like, yeah, it's time. It's time, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like they lost their appetite for life or for food or.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
It was pretty clear.
Yeah, it's worth a debate, but now the technocrats, when they get in charge, they have a formula. So you don't even have to worry about it. There'll be a cutoff. There'll be a formula. And this is a military medical coup. The people that will be taking over, all the Five Eyes nations, will be technocrats. And part of the coup is to weaken people's faith in the political system. It's to weaken people's faith in the police system. This is all part of it. And it's a 10-year plan, and the technocracy is to be in place by 2030.
Yeah.
So that's what we're in, man.
Hey, Ab. Beautiful to speak to you, mate. I've got to go.
Take care. All the best, and I got to go,
right,
too.
Big loves to you, mate.
All right.
Take care.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Prescient. He's leaving room 33. I got to set the rooms up a little better here, but I don't mind if people drop in. I've gone for an hour and a half. That's plenty of time. I played around a little bit with the video. I hope you've enjoyed that. And most people, most people don't even know or are not subscribed to my YouTube channel, so they wouldn't know about this. If you want to be notified, the best way is to send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com and I'll get it. Just send it to anything at fakeologist.com and I'll get it. And I'll add you to the email list and I send out notices. And then in the email that you get, you'll have all the links to join me either on Periscope or on YouTube or on anywhere. The only place I'm not broadcasting to right now is FakeoTube, but I'll probably set that up in the next couple days. All right, so that's it. Thank you for joining. I don't have a closing out song, do I? And I'll just end it right here. So thank you very much. Good night.